Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we're discussing page 18 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. Yesterday we got the first rumor that Marcus Smith Kearns and his journey to acquire occult knowledge learned about a legendary figure known only as the Wanderer. It is said that the Wanderer wandered and then got lonely. But then he was tired of wandering, so he went to sleep. Obviously, we cannot leave his compelling tale at that. There are so many questions. Why did he wander in the first place? That's the only question I can think of off the top of my head, but I'm sure that more will come up. We have to start at the beginning, and this is the rumor that we're learning about the Wanderer today, along with Marcus. I'm going to quote from the text now, and I'm going to have to change some words because you're not supposed to know the Wanderer's name, and the text here refers to the Wanderer by name, so I'm just going to call him the Wanderer. The man who would later be known as the Wanderer was born in the Pacific Northwest in the year 67 BC, in a small fishing settlement situated near the natural harbor that would eventually become the city of Vancouver. It goes on to say that he was a member of the group that would later be known as the Musqueam, which is a real-life First Nations tribe in the Vancouver area. They didn't call themselves the Musqueam until later, but I have no way to identify these people except what the author is telling me, and he says the people who would later be known as the Musqueam, so that's who they are. Quote, "The Wanderer was born into a hard life, and he grew up quickly. By the age of 15, he was more than 5.5 feet tall, taller than his father, and very muscular." All right, this makes me uncomfortable. Here's the thing. Minor spoilers for rumors about the Wanderer. We are meeting him here, 15 years old, goes about 5'7", 5'8". The Wanderer is going to get embraced and become a vampire 1 year after this, which, if my math is correct, makes him 16 years old when he stops aging. So that catfishing motherfucker on the cover, that muscly, temporary tattooed body that we looked at on the cover of this book, that is physically a 16-year-old. Now, this is very useful information for Marcus Smith Kearns, because if he ever gets it into his head to go try to, I don't know, just for example, consume the soul of the Wanderer, it's going to help a lot to know that he looks like a 16-year-old. For our purposes, though, this is the dumbest thing on this page. I do not accept that the man on the cover of this book is a 16-year-old boy. I do not accept, in fact, that the picture on this page is of a 16-year-old boy. I direct you to patreon.com/megadumbcast. where you can go see a public post, free to everyone, a visual companion to today's episode that depicts the legendary Wanderer in his mortal days, holding up a fish that he caught in 67 BC, looking to me like he is no more than 2 decades removed from his first prostate exam. This is not a 16-year-old boy, but it is though. Canonically, it is though. And so as we continue through, first of all, this tale of the Wanderer's past, and then as we proceed through the adventure that will revolve around the Wanderer, we always have to keep in mind, this little bastard looks like a 16-year-old. He is actually very old, but he looks like a child. And it's just really hard to gin up any kind of scary or sexy or dramatic feelings about a vampire who looks like a 16-year-old boy. So to me, that's the biggest thing on this page, because it changes everything. Anything in the future in this story that we imagine, we have to put a 16-year-old boy into the middle of it, which I can attest as a former 16-year-old boy, kind of tends to bring down the vibe of whatever else is happening. It's just kind of a bummer of a time to go through. Can kind of make you mopey. Why must I, alone, float turd-like through the punch bowl of life? Because you're 16. Don't worry. It'll clear up on its own. Marcus does also discover the other stuff on this page, though, that the Wanderer was originally from the Pacific Northwest, like the Vancouver area, which is very convenient. Maybe Marcus learns this in Vancouver. So that gives Marcus somewhere to look around, some clues to follow up, and it gives us one somewhat character-ruining fact about the Wanderer, which is that he is like second season Wesley Crusher age, physically. Join me next time when more rumors of the Wanderer tell us of the day when he was transformed into a vampire by some guy on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.